Graduation is over for the two city schools, and joining us to put a bow on the school year and everything else that's happening is my great friend Mark Fletcher at Bloomington South. Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you, man?
I couldn't have given you any better weather for last weekend. That was great.
Oh, man.
So everybody I talked to that went to the race said it was perfect. It was overcast till about 2 o'clock. Then the sun came out. And that means graduation parties weren't hurried up inside. And that means your air conditioning system didn't have to stretch too deeply. But Saturday, what, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you ran them through. How'd it go?
Pretty well. Good group of kids.
Tough, though, for those kids, right? They were early in the pandemic days, right?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about their experience and the adjustments that everybody needed to make, first and foremost, the kids, in regards to that period of time. And some of the things that we learned in regards to in-person education being kind of the way to go about this in the best way for this age group of kids.
How many did you have going across your stage, buddy?
We had 380 kids, which is about 40 less than what we usually have based on this class just being a little bit smaller than some of the past groups. But, you know, I say this, and it sounds corny, but it was a really strong group of kids who accomplished a great deal, and it was a great day, weather-wise and otherwise. Really proud of the group as a whole and individually as well, and all the things that they've done.
Well, I like you to brag on those things, because every year when we talk, we usually get it right in this time of year. But I know it's a little bit less in the body department, but these kids all rack in a ton of scholarship money. What magic number did you crack this year?
You know, the last couple, 3 years, we've been hovering just over $6 million in total scholarship monies. That's not financial aid driven at all. That's just monies that our kids have earned. And it kind of shows that colleges are respective of the work that they're doing here. Otherwise, I don't think they'd be receiving those awards. We had two Lilly scholarships, one Wells scholarship, and all kinds of other things that kids have been involved with that led to colleges supporting them. So we're pretty proud of that.
Well, you have to be, and that is fantastic. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, they just, those kids, to be honest, would probably do those things with or without us. So it's also about the totality of the whole group and bringing everybody along for as much of the ride as we possibly can, and that's something we pride ourselves in here. And so we had, you know, a certain portion of our population in that group too. So that's what graduation is all about, the common accomplishment of all, and that's what we were fortunate enough to have.
Now, you threw the big party, right? You had the orchestra play some numbers, you had the speakers, and just all the great things that go along with it. Does it feel like we're returning to normal as can be, what normal is now?
Yeah, I thought the crowd in and of itself was maybe a little more energized than normal, which was awesome, and you could just feel a general sense of excitement and you know, just wanting to be a part of that kind of common experience that we're fortunate enough to have here. So that was refreshing. And pre-graduation, post-graduation, you know, all the pictures and the families gathering and the ability to do that outside a little bit before they came in, it was just a really nice day.
And the great thing about this as well, your technology is, and we saw this with COVID, as you mentioned earlier. You know, you stream graduation live now. Maybe back in the old days we don't do that, so more people can be a part of this, and that has to be great. I know your team over there is incredible in the technology department. I got a little tour from Joe Doyle back at the end of basketball season, and having all those kids working all those cameras. How great is that?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And that is a positive maybe result from COVID, is we had to adjust on the fly and provide those opportunities in a different ways than we ever needed to before. And so streaming would probably be one of those. Seth Pizzo is also heavily involved in that. Kevin Sparks as well. And they do a great job of creating those opportunities online.
Yeah, Seth gave me the tour. Well, Joe got me through security, then Seth gave me the tour with all his kids. And I just couldn't believe how many kids were there on it. Was it a Tuesday night, girls sectional basketball, whatever it was? There's 20 kids in there producing all these things. I just thought that was absolutely fantastic. And that's just part of one of the millions of things that you guys do over there. And we sometimes we talk about athletics too much because they're right in front of us. But you've got music folks, you've got Sounds of South, you've got people creating things in the science world. We could go on for hours.
Yeah, and those are the guys, Mike, we want to be really nice to, because hopefully they might give us a job down the road. Yeah, some little kids, so for sure. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, all of the different facets that go into making up the totality of the experiences kids have the opportunity to have here. We've got about 72% of our graduates this year that'll go to four-year post-secondary opportunities, another 18% two-year programs of one sort or another. We kind of try to put some of those numbers in perspective as it relates to all the high schools in the state of Indiana, and all those numbers would, if we accumulated all of those rankings in the state, would put us easily in the top 5% of schools. So it truly is a special set of accomplishments that without that context, it's hard to kind of understand sometimes. Our AP numbers, you know, advanced placement tests where kids can get college credits here while in school, are super high in the number of kids taking those courses and the number of kids passing. And again, that's a credit to our teachers who have received that AP training and have developed a pretty strong program over the course of time.
And this just transcends your entire programs from when you ring the bell in the mornings, when people leave in the afternoon. I'm reading about the Samsung Solve for Tomorrow Sustainability Innovation Award. You won $100,000? That is outstanding.
Some of our STEM students who...
I can't spell STEM, Fletcher. You're right. We need to hook our wagon to these kids. You're right.
Me either, but they won this national competition in D.C. just about 2 weeks ago. And I thought, you know, with $100,000, I'd be maybe getting a delivery of a Samsung TV at home, but I haven't
Not
gotten
yet.
It yet.
Not yet. That's right. No. A little detention can fix that.
But it's amazing. You know, of all the schools from all across the country, there were only three or four who received that type of monetary award. So that tells you kind of how that group performed during their experience there.
That's unbelievable. What are you going to do with $100,000? I mean, you want to reinvest it in technology and equipment. Do you have a list of things that you're going to check off, or do you? How many times in your career have you seen a windfall of $100,000 land?
Not very often. Not very often. But the STEM teachers, believe it or not, have a lot of different things that they've got on a list that are all going to make that program just $100,000 more relevant to everything that we do. So that'll be a nice bump and a big support for that group as a whole, and certainly great recognition for those who were involved. So, you know, we talked a lot about our academic stuff in some of those areas. We talked a lot about the philanthropic efforts of our kids and all
dance
the
marathon.
Things that they participate in. Dance Marathon this year raised over $106,000 to support Riley Children's Hospital. That's the largest group of its kind in the state. Joel Doyle is the leader of that whole thing. And it's student-driven, though, and student-run, which is even more impressive. And, you know, to have that kind of an experience, to kind of get out of myself and think about others and be a part of an experience like that, is just as valuable as any class that we have.
Mark Fletcher is my guest this afternoon. He is the principal at Bloomington South High School. And you have a state champion, but not in a sporting realm, but in the Indiana State School Music Association. Your concert mixed choir has brought home the big trophy.
Well, you know, I've been a little hesitant in the past, Mike, you know, of just going into those classes and kind of singing for them. But this year I broke down and did that. No, I didn't.
When I sing in the shower, Fletch, the water turns off. That's where we're at at my house.
Same here. But, yeah, great group. all of our music groups. The orchestra competed in Orlando, Florida, and won a national second place award in that competition. Our marching band just keeps getting better and better with Will Nicholas, who's awesome at what he does, and then Sounds South, who is traditionally a strong program, got over the hump here as far as being in the top 5 or 10 schools in that performance and being able to be recognized as state champions. But it's a special group this year, and they've done really well despite my music lesson.
The absence of teaching is sometimes a very strong teaching point.
There you go.
Don't forget about any of that. Now, summertime is here. We're busy. We're still going to wrap up some track and field. We've got a great week. Boy, it's going to be hot. 93 on Friday, yeah. 94 on Saturday. Your golfers are still out and about as well. So we'll let Jimmy Gordillo help us tell that story just after 5 o'clock. So that's exciting. But summer school, does that start? What is Bloomington South's role in summer programming, and what other big ticket items do you have that you would like to get done before we open the door? When do we start school? Don't tell me it's August 1st or I'm hanging up.
It is August 1st.
Who does that? Oswald? Yeah. Oswald's in trouble. I'm calling him.
No, there's a whole lot of things that go into that, so hopefully that'll work out for us. I think it will. We've got, I was involved in interviews all day today for some openings through retirements that we had, and so our big thing is to get the next best group, not just another group, but the best group of people from the candidates that we have, and I think we're well on the way there. We've got some construction projects here, the renovation of our auditorium and some work done in our library, and we're trying to work on a coffee shop so maybe more of our kids will stay at home and get the coffee here as opposed to go to Starbucks just, 10 feet from here. So we'll see how those things come out, but it'll be busy. We've got 500 kids coming in for summer school next Tuesday, and they'll be here for 6 weeks, kind of credit recovery types of things.
Okay.
And little academies for incoming freshmen just to get a little taste of high school before they actually start, so they'll be better prepared. So those are all good things, and those will keep us hopping. It's a year-round deal.
Yeah.
And it always has been. And the better we do right now at, recruiting our staff members and getting the best of the best that we can possibly get, it just benefits kids and the whole school culture as we move into next year. So selfishly, if no other reason, this is big time.
And the other part that is big time, as we've learned over the last 2 weeks or so, is there is perhaps another referendum on the horizon. Dr. Jeff Oswald was on with me before the school board meeting, last week, and painted that picture for me. From a principal standpoint, how important is getting this this additional funding moving forward, since the state, it doesn't sound like, is going to pitch in and help? I know you're at the top end of this level. We're talking about pre-K education, but it all comes to 12th grade at some point, right?
Well, absolutely, and he's done a great job of promoting the rationale behind the need. We thought with the state surplus being at an all-time high that maybe the state that has talked about this pre-K education would jump on board. Finally, they didn't, and so the credit goes to him for saying, hey, we got to do this, because, it is pre-K, but the data that I'm sure he shared with you on student performance and how that relates to providing that opportunity is just incredible. So, it's pre-K, but it's going to impact us in a big-time way down the road. So I think if people will just give an ear to the rationale behind the things involved in that referendum, I think it's pretty hard to argue with the pieces that are a part of that. And he does a great job of presenting that narrative in a way that people can understand. So hopefully the more people that hear it, the more they'll be comfortable with it.
Well, and I think the other part is, and you told this story in the beginning of our conversation, when you have 90% of your graduating class going on to either 4-year or 2-year institutions, that's proof that this is working. And imagine if you had more resources.
Yeah.
To me, it's I don't know. I'm my mother was a school teacher. My families were school teachers throughout aunts and uncles and great aunts and everything else. So I understand it. And again, if this was $20,000 per household, that's one thing. It's not. So you want to build prisons or do you want to send kids off to 2 year and 4 year? To me, that's the easiest way to put it.
It is. If we just take a step to listen to what's on the docket here, I think what you just said is a perfect definition of what we're trying to do. And, you know, we have a corporation mission statement that Dr. Housewald and others have worked tirelessly on putting together. And it's all about equity and inclusive types of opportunities for every single child in our community. And it's kind of hard to argue against not providing those experiences to our kids, all of our kids.
I couldn't agree more, my friend. I hope you get some time to enjoy and enjoy your family this summer. You've been busy as well. So, yeah, make sure your air conditioning's working later this week. Jeez, a little hot. I hope I run into
you. I'm with
you, man. Good luck to all your athletes and everybody else going on here the next couple weeks. I know it's going to be busy because you have the track and field, like we mentioned, Friday, Saturday. Golf is on Monday. We know your golf team is flying along as well. So best of luck to everybody, and I hope I run into you a few times this summer, pal.
Likewise, Mike. I appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. The principal at South is Mark Fletcher. He joins us this afternoon.